Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Of the Hartford Yard Goats, good morning, sir. How are you? You ready?
Yeah, absolutely. Sun's out. I'm at the ballpark walking around. Life is good.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of nice sunrise pictures of Dunkin' Donuts Park. And, you know, I want to start with, so with the restrictions, when I went to Fenway opening day, they actually zip-tied the seats that you couldn't sit in. Like, how are you dealing with the spacing of the seating for a game like tonight?
Yeah, so we've created pods of 2, 4, 6, and 8 seating. So all the other seats are all tied off. And then behind the dugouts, we've actually put we put some banners over the seats so you can't sit in them. So because right. of we have a buffer zone for the players. But you know the nice thing is that it's only 7 games, and then on May 19th we are back to 100% capacity.
It has been tough, like management wise, to deal with like ticket inventory when it's changing all the time. Like, has that been a challenge, or is that easy to handle?
It's been an unbelievable challenge, and Josh Montaneri, who is our assistant general manager of sales, he has, you know, we have dry erase boards with seating charts, and, you know, we've laminated sheets, and, you know, because you try to, you know, you use the information that you have when you're trying to plan,
right.
but you can change it on a minute's notice, and then all of a sudden you have to readjust. So we're excited tomorrow at 10 a.m., you know, after opening day, we are putting the remainder of the season back on for ticket sales. So that's going to go through till mid-September. So it's exciting to get back to baseball.
Even this time, though, it's limited seating. It's better than it was a year ago where there was no seating. So you got that going.
Absolutely. You know, if you think about what you were doing a year ago, and now having fans return to the ballpark, it's a great thing.
Brian has been really excited about about the, and I don't blame him.
It's about the food. I mean, to me, it's baseball and the food. So Matt Sarois and I are both, we're in the nosebleeds out in center tonight because we had some interface issues with on the when they first went on sale, so we end up in center field. Although I got 8 tickets for the 21st, but I'm pretty fired up
there
to bring the
go.
Family. So what am I? What should be my order of operations for food here? Give me a couple of standouts that we need to hit.
Yeah, so we have a new kiosk, which is right behind home plate. It's called Dame's Drops Diner. And the food there is like you've never seen before. So I would definitely recommend the bacon steaks. And this is a piece of bacon that is literally, it's on a like a skewer, almost like a baseball bat. It's that big.
Oof.
And you get to eat that in your seat. There's a wrap called the Chicken Tender Fender Bender.
Wow.
And that is chicken tenders, pineapple, sweet and sour sauce,
ooh,
and tortilla chips wrapped up. And then we have our munchkins wrapped in bacon, which I highly recommend.
Is it a honey dip munchkin?
Like it's, it is. And you haven't lived until the bacon and the honey dip touches your mouth. Now, and then we, you know, the other thing too, and we talk about the extreme foods, but we have, you know, we have salads, we have rice bowls, we have a lot of things because we have Bears Barbecue, we have Dunkin' Donuts. we really view the Dunkin' Donuts ballpark as Connecticut's largest restaurant. So we want to have all the fans, whether you're trying to behave or you're trying not to behave.
Okay, didn't you have one last season? Oh, excuse me, season before. Didn't you have one that was like Rice Krispies? It was like
We had the Rice Krispie chicken sandwich, where it was a chicken sandwich with bacon and honey mustard on it, between two Rice Krispie sandwiches and lettuce, and it was breakfast meets lunch, because the Rice Krispie and the bacon was breakfast, and the chicken and the lettuce was lunch. We come up with four or five of these a year, and some are home runs, and some are singles, and you just try them, and people enjoy them, and it's a lot of fun.
It gets you, and it's good on social media, too. I mean, you could put bacon on a shoe, and I'd probably try it. But, Tim, I want to ask you a serious question, though. You know, the team won the season opener, and then they dropped five. How much pressure do you feel? I mean, we talk about baseball being such a long season, but I know from just following it for so long that the pressure players feel, I know that even if they go 0-4, they're feeling like career-threatening pressure. So how important is it to start this homestand well?
Yeah, our manager, Chris DiNorfio, is actually from Southington, and it's not often that we get a local manager that that is able to manage our team. A lot of times they're from somewhere else in the country. And I talked to Chris last night, and I said, well, now that you've got all your losses out of the way when you get back home, you can really relax. And some of the players came into the ballpark yesterday, some of our coaching staff that have never seen Dunkin' Donuts Park. And they just were blown away by the facility and what it looks like. And we had players in the outfield taking photos. And, I think for those guys to come home having being in Richmond for 6 days, not even able to come directly to Hartford because they flew right to Richmond, I think they're going to be set up for a good season. And I know Portland is, they started off on a good win streak. But, with regards to the season this year, with us playing a game with a team 6 days in a row, it'll be interesting to see how the six-game series go.
Is that done just to cut travel?
It is. It is travel, and also it limits, the different people in the clubhouses and the hotel rooms, So it's and for us, it gives us some structure. We know, every Monday it's an off day now. So we're able to work around that and plan for travel and plan for other events at Dunkin' Donuts Park.
Right, so the consistency, the rhythm's good for the players.
Right.
Go ahead, Rick.
Well, no, I was just saying I've been to the Portland, their ballpark up in Portland, Maine, and those guys are going to come walking in here and their jaws are going to drop. I mean, this is a beautiful stadium.
Yeah, absolutely. We are definitely the crown jewel of minor league baseball. And the other part, too, is, even that we're going to be at 50% capacity, the Yardgoats fans, they are so supportive of the team.
Right.
And I always tell the story in the first year that we were, opening up and still in awe. It was the ninth.
Oh, yeah.
We were down by 7 runs, and there were 6,000 people at the ballpark still cheering the team on to the end. So we're excited to, have fans return, have the team return, and see some great baseball.
We're talking with Tim Restall, president of the Hartford Yardgoats. Just real quick, tell us a little bit about how the setup for parking, and then just let people know when the rest of the season tickets are going to go on sale.
Yeah, so parking, there's a new development across the street on Trumbull Street, but there's parking on Main Street, Market Street. There's the Mat Garage. There's plenty of parking downtown, which is great, and it's anywhere from $4 to $5, very, very affordable, which is great. And starting tomorrow at 10 a.m. at either on the website at yardgoatsbaseball.com or over at the over the phone for the ticket office, we are putting all the rest of the games through mid-September on sale.
Oh, wow.
So individual ticket holders can buy games. And so we're excited. It's going to be – there's a lot of interest, a lot of demand on wanting to get back out, spend time with family, friends, get back out to the ballpark. So we're excited to kick off today.
Is there anything, any tickets available for tonight, tomorrow night, or is it kind of a sellout?
We have to hold some back for player pass lists and such. So there should be some that potentially could get released late morning.
Okay.
But because we're at the 50% capacity, we're somewhat limited, but we were talking yesterday. I think there's going to be some a couple seats releases this late morning.
Well, so. Tim, good luck. We guarantee Matt and I are going to get our steps in because we got to go all the way from, I think, 224 to get to that food behind home plate. So we'll get our exercise
work
in.
Work it off. That's good.
Yeah.
You got to work. Exactly. You got to work it out. You know, the nice thing about the ballpark is you can walk all the way around it, so you can just do laps.
Yeah.
Like the first lap, you okay. do the Munchkins Wrapped in Bacon. You do a lap, and you can get the bacon steaks. You know, you can make it into a full stadium event.
I'm just not going to walk. I'll do the whole McDonald's thing where I'll get the food and I'll get like a Diet Coke to make myself feel better. Tim, have a great
Thanks
night.
Thanks for being on. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us on.
All right, Tim Restall, president of Hartford Yard Goats. It's going to be fun. I mean, just I think it's symbolic of trying to get back to normalcy. It's not just about baseball or supporting Hartford. It's just about being outside and being able to do something.
Oh, next time he gets on, got to ask him about the event space. Up there in the press, next to the press box, upper level. That's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.